Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Authentic Online Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Ruthie Gray, and today we're going to talk about the new app called Threads. At the time of this taping, Threads is about a month old, but the week that Instagram released Threads, it was a hot commodity right off the bat, and I immediately joined so that I could be abreast of what was happening and how to tell my audience to use Threads and whether they should or not, or at least give you an informed perspective so that you could decide for yourself whether to be on Threads or not. And the first way I did that was by sending a newsletter to my special subscribers. If you're not subscribed to my newsletter, the AOM Insider, you need to be, because I give away information there first before I announce it on Instagram or my podcast. Sometimes I even keep little secrets that I don't share anywhere else in my newsletter. So head to AuthenticOnlineMarketing.com, my website, and sign up for the Instagram Growth Kit. It's right at the top. You'll see it in an orange bar, and you'll get 30 hooks for going live. You can also use these hooks as openers for your reels, for your captions, even threads. How about that? So go sign up right away, right now, before you do anything else. Take a pause. I'll wait. Actually, the link is in the show notes. If you just scroll right down, you'll see the link for the Instagram Growth Kit. So sign up there. The newsletter right now normally is a weekly newsletter, but right now it's being released monthly until my book is published, probably in the fall, probably October. We'll see. Work in progress, right? Those of you authors out there know what I'm talking about. So be watching my Instagram stories to see the book updates and what it's about, and vote for your favorite cover. I think you're going to love this book. Now, back to the topic at hand. Have you heard about Instagram's recent app release? Threads is all everyone's talking about. And since you may be wondering whether to jump in or if it's just maybe another Clubhouse flash in the pan platform, I thought I'd give you an inside look based on my short tenure there. So if you want to learn more about Threads and how I'm using them and how others are using them, how to get engaged on them and why you should use them or why maybe you should not use them, well, listen in.
Welcome to Authentic Online Marketing with Ruthie Gray. Growing awareness for your blog, podcast, book, or product involves more than dancing to reels and yelling, "Buy my thing." This show models quality over clamor so you can put your spin on your message and market in a way that feels authentic to you, because nobody wants to sound like an infomercial. And now, here's your host, Ruthie Gray.
Instagram Threads. One more thing, right? A lot of times that's what we think when we see a new platform arise. I don't have any more time. I'm already drowning in social media, or I'm already trying to establish my Instagram platform, and I have a to-do list a mile long. Why one more thing? All right. I want you to take a deep breath and think about five reasons why maybe you should use Threads and how to incorporate them in your already busy schedule. Number one, you don't have to build this platform from scratch. You don't start at ground zero. When setting up Threads, you can select to automatically follow any of your current Instagram followers. This is assuming you're already on Instagram. So if you automatically follow any of your current Instagram followers, you will get instant followers when they follow you and they do the same. When you're setting up Threads, there's a button to select. If you don't select that button to automatically follow everyone on Instagram, you can set it up later once you're on Threads. But when everybody does that, then that means you get instant followers too. The two platforms are interactive, which means number two, there's cross-pollination. Since the two apps, Instagram and Threads, are connected, new followers can tap on your Threads profile to visit your Instagram and follow you there, and vice versa. On Instagram, if you have the Threads app, you have an icon at the top and people can tap it and come over and visit you on Threads. Number three, it's easier to gain followers. Woo! So Threads is like Twitter. Start a conversation and anyone can see it and join in. If you didn't enjoy Twitter, you may actually enjoy Threads more. We don't have a lot of haters over there yet. Political, you know, arguments and things like that. But it is a lot of the same format. So if you have maybe a Twitter cheat sheet of how to do that, that will help you over here on Threads. The more you engage, the more organic followers you're going to get. And I just want to add that you should be entering into other conversations on Threads too. This is how you engage. This is how you forge connections. This is natural in real life, right? You're at an event. You're going to go talk to people. That's how you're going to get to know them. You're going to develop relationships that may eventually turn into business collaborations and referrals and so forth. Well, this works the same way. Number four, you don't need photos. If you're tired of coming up with reels or graphics or the perfect selfie, hop on over and share some words or reply to some. Bam, the pressure's off. However, if you do share photos, here are some fun ideas. You can download the app Giphy and search the GIF that you want and tap to copy and share on Threads. Like I searched Michael Scott from The Office to accompany a funny observation that I wrote on Threads. So that's something fun. And then another fun thing to do is just share an original photo or a photo of something you're doing. Okay, so if you've heard me talk about stories, sharing the behind the scenes of stories, this is a lot like that, only it's in text. I always say stories are nice for behind the scenes content. My purchasers and my newsletter subscribers, my invested followers follow me in stories, and yours will you too. So think of it like that. For Threads, you can snap a picture of your piled up closet, which I don't know why you would, except that maybe you're going to organize it and you want to do a before and an after. Or a kitchen reno or bedroom or something like that. I'm probably going to be doing that very soon for our bedrooms in our front room of our home in West Virginia. So those kind of things that show the background of your life work well, those kind of photos. And then number five, the reason to use Threads is it's fun. There's really not a lot of pressure there yet. It's kind of a space to explore, to share your behind the scenes or your opinions. If possibly you don't share your opinions a lot on Instagram or quite so frequently, because Threads is more of a written word app, you can just share stuff like funny observations or even opinions that evoke emotion. Initially, everyone was just getting to know each other on the app, and it was super fun. And it's still fun, and it's like a giant mix and mingle event, but I will say it is trending toward more advertisements, but you have to know that's going to happen with social media for it to grow and thrive. So that goes with the five Thread drawbacks. Number one, it's starting to sound a little more promo-ish. However, you want to have the freedom to promo yourself as well as your product, your service, your book, your speaking. So it is going to be kind of a little bit of you're going to see promos over there. Okay. So that was actually an extra. That was a freebie. That wasn't number one. Here's number one of the drawback. It's kind of a time suck as initially you try to figure out what you're doing. Shiny new objects are to be played with. But if you're in the middle of a book draft, which I was when it released, and still now we're into cover creation, you might want to set a timer or put it off until you're ready to start that platform. This is a great idea for anybody on social media to set a timer or set limits on your phone. Don't live on apps on your phone. Don't live on social media. There's no reason to do that. Just experiment a little bit and then go on your way. It's not worth soaking up your whole life. Number two, there are ads now And that's how it's going to be from now on. So if you're trying to get away from ads, sorry. But the thing is, we're all trying to market something, right? And even if all you're doing is sharing encouragement on Instagram or inspiration, possibly Bible verses, you want people to see them, right? You want to grow your platform. So you have to promo yourself a little bit. You have to talk about it. And the same is going to be over on Threads. You have to market, but you want to do it authentically. Authentic online marketing, right? Number three, Threads is missing features like hashtags. There's not a real search explore tab. There's no messaging, which I do not miss that. For me, I would rather capitalize on messaging in my stories on Instagram. And I do that. That's a powerful tool for messaging. As I've said before, if you're not using Messenger and cultivating relationships and talking to people in the DM and stories, and I'm not talking about hitting them up with your product right off the bat, I'm talking about just conversation talking. Here's an idea. This is kind of off the subject, but if you are trying to have conversations in the DM and stories, why not test it out in Threads? Whatever gains momentum on Threads, if you share a transparent post or something on Threads and it garners attention, share it in stories. There's an easy way to share your thread to your stories on Instagram or post. There's a little airplane, a sharing icon underneath your thread. I love using that. And then just testing it on both platforms. So you could do that from Threads. If it's garnering, you know, engagement over there, then you can share it over to your stories, add a poll sticker or some kind of engagement sticker or a question box, or just share it and see who voluntarily responds. It's a good testing ground, Threads is. But it is missing a few features. And also, there's no way at this point to edit your posts. So if you misspell something or make a grammatical error, there's no way to get rid of it. You just have to delete it and redo it. Number four, your Instagram reach is going to drop because everyone's on Threads now, and already people have quit Threads and are just going back to Instagram. And that's okay. But we did see a drop in reach on Instagram once Threads took over because people were just excited about it and going over there and not spending as much time on Instagram. But I think things will level out. The main thing you've got to do is be consistent. This is the reason I have the opportunities that I do today. This is how I have built my authority, by being consistent on Instagram, on the platform, showing up. Even if I get two likes, at least I'm showing up, especially in the beginning. When you're first building a platform, you think, what's the use? But people notice when you're consistent. And I do want you to know that that is the number one reason that people fail at platform growth, is because they don't feel like it's important. They feel like no one cares. So they're inconsistent and they fall off. But because I've been consistent on the platform, I'm gaining more podcast invitations, guest spots. I am being invited to speak as an authority in virtual summits like Flourish Writers and Kingdom Writers and Publishing and Marketing Summits. Also, in-person events I've been invited to speak at, which, by the way, side note, I want to put a plug in right here for the Refined Conference in Chattanooga, September 6th. I'm going to be there talking about the frenemy of technology. Rebecca George, Susie Eller, Kent Sanders are just a few of the speakers, and we have panels. It's a one-day event, so if you'd like to meet me or meet one of them, network a little bit. If you are looking to attend a short conference and you don't have a lot of time, you haven't done it yet this year, or you'd like to meet a new group of people, make new connections, come out of your bubble, grow your platform by spreading your net wider, learn about the Refined Media Conference and the services they offer. I'll put the link in the show notes for the Refined Conference. And also, I'm sharing it consistently on Instagram in my stories. I have a highlight of the Refined Conference. So here's a cool thing. Market Refined Media, who is putting on this conference, is doing my book cover and my format, some of the promo, connecting me with other authors to be on their podcast during my book tour. So Market Refined Media offers a variety of services for entrepreneurs, writers, speakers. So like I said, the link is in the show notes. Read about it, learn about the conference, September 16th. Back to the drawback for Threads, number 5. There are bots and they're going to continue to be there. I'm sorry. You can notice them right off the bat. You notice the fakeness, just like on Instagram. Just block them. That's all you have to do. I'm afraid that bots are on every platform, and it's something that we have to deal with. So just block them. To wrap up, I want to give you one more nice thing about Threads that I didn't mention before and that I didn't mention in my newsletter. And that is that you can share links in your Threads. That's different from Instagram. People have to go to your profile to tap on your links, or you can share links in stories, but you can't really share clickable links in your feed posts or in your reels on Instagram. So that's what's nice about Threads. You can share links there that are tappable. They're blue, just like a link should be. So that is one great thing. That's a sixth perk of Threads. My current tactic for Threads, and it's too early to know what's going to happen. They already have millions of users, though, and it's the fastest growing social media platform. But it's also because it's already connected to Instagram and Facebook. So for the simple fact that you can select to follow the people from Instagram and they can select to follow you over to Threads, that's why it's growing so quickly. So my current tactic is to dial it down a bit, share content from the heart, some humor, behind the scenes. I shared my cat socks, which my daughter is getting married in 1 week, July 29th, at the time of this taping. And it'll already happen by the time you hear this, but I ordered a couple of dresses back in early June for Mother of the Bride dresses. They finally came this week on July 18th. One dress was too heavy to wear in July. It's an outside wedding. The other dress was a completely different color. It was red, and I ordered green in a completely different pattern. So they decided to send me some cat socks without thumbs or fingers. You may have seen it on Instagram stories and Threads. It's funny. People think it's funny, but and they're saying, what are you going to do now? I mean, it's like they sent the cat socks to no explanation of why this dress is red instead of green, not the one that I ordered. But here's some cat socks as a consolation prize. That was so weird. That's the weirdest. Okay, note to self, never order from TikTok. Lesson learned. Okay, now I still need to find a dress, but we'll do it. We'll make it happen. So Threads are kind of like a way for people to get to know you better in an organic setting. Think, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. Hat tip to Corrine Bailey Ray. Like I said, leave off the sales pitch, mix and mingle it when you're first getting on Threads. Settle in first. Try to connect with people and engage. This is honestly a huge marketing faux pas across the board. Listen, I teach authentic online marketing. No matter where you are, it's not by my thing. And here's a quote, okay? Instead, it's giving value, having conversations, developing relationships. Like, here's a quote that I saw early on. 1,000% no clue what I'm doing here on Threads, but decided not to make this platform a giant to procrastinate. Plus, just have fun with it. You too? So it's kind of like self-depreciating humor with a where are my people vibe instead of sale, sale, sale. Like I said, don't worry. You have to get the sale. You have to promo at some point. Some users are already way over the top, but just for now, when you're first starting, chill out and enjoy connecting. It's a shiny new marketing tool, one that I do believe has great potential for growth. and overlap onto the Instagram platform. That's all I have for you today. I would love to know your opinion. Will you or won't you? Are you or are you not on Threads? If you are on Threads, go follow me there. Authentic Online Marketing Pod. You can follow me on Instagram. The Threads icon is at the top of my profile. Just tap on it and you can follow me over there. Come say hi. Let me know what you think of Threads. I'd love to know. And as always, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Thank you for being patient as we have dialed the episodes down over the summer. We have consistently promoted and shared in our newsletter and every week on Instagram, our relevant podcasts that are for you. The last one we shared was a roundup of how to take a break from Instagram, which a lot of people do during the summer, and then how to come back after you take a break. So if you've been doing that, you'll want to listen to episode 82. And then it also shares how to fit in Instagram into your busy schedule and a few other productivity podcasts. So go back and listen to that. And just know that our podcasts, all our podcasts are usually short, less than 15 minutes. This one may be a little longer because I miss talking to you. Anyway, be sure to follow the show, subscribe to Authentic Online Marketing, the show, and follow me on Threads. Let me know who you are. And as always, be sure to share your message your way in your own authentic voice, even on Threads.